This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country has consistently demonstrated its commitment to reforms, financial discipline, transparency, and inclusive growth over the past 10 years. He was addressing a post-budget webinar yesterday held on MSME as an engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy missions, regulatory investment and ease of doing business reforms. Mr. Modi assured that the government is working with the vision of a self-reliant India and has accelerated the pace of reforms. The Prime Minister pointed out that stable policy and a good business environment are pivotal for development. Highlighting various measures taken to facilitate ease of doing business in the country, Mr. Modi said the government implemented the Jan Vishwas Act and introduced the concept of simplified income tax by reducing compliances.
Hum simplified income tax ki vyavastha lekar aaye. Hum Jan Vishwas 2.0 bill par kaam kar rahe hain. Non-financial sector ke regulations ko review karne ke liye एक कमेटी का गठन का भी निर्णय हुआ है. हमारा प्रयास है कि इन्हें मॉडर्न, फ्लेक्सिबल, पीपल फ्रेंडली और ट्रस्ट बेस्ड बनाया जा सके.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर एम्फसाइज्ड दैट द वर्ल्ड रिकॉग्नाइजेज द पोटेंशियल ऑफ इंडियाज टॉय, फुटवेयर एंड लेदर इंडस्ट्रीज एंड बाय कंबाइनिंग ट्रेडिशनल क्राफ्ट्स विद मॉडर्न टेक्नोलॉजीज सिग्निफिकेंट सक्सेस कैन बी अचीव्ड. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the post-budget webinar on employment via video conferencing today. The key themes of the webinar include investing in people, the economy and innovation. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the national goal is to make India a developed country before the end of the first half of the century. In her concluding remarks at the two-day visitors' conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the President said, in order to achieve this goal, all stakeholders of educational institutions and students would have to move forward with a global mindset. In another function at Rashtrapati Bhavan, addressing the officer trainees of the Indian Revenue Services yesterday, the President emphasized that for development to be sustainable and inclusive, resources must be managed with efficiency and fairness. The President highlighted that the country's infrastructure is growing, digital connectivity is bridging gaps, and the economic opportunities are more accessible than ever before. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with Home Secretary of United Kingdom Fayed Cooper in London yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meeting, both sides discussed the flow of talent, people-to-people exchanges, and joint efforts in tackling trafficking and extremism. Dr. Jaishankar, who is on a visit to UK, also met the Secretary of State for Department for Business and Trade of UK, Jonathan Reynolds, and discussed the progress on free trade agreement talks between the two countries. Princess Astrid of Belgium met Prime Minister Modi in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, the PM thanked the Belgian princess's initiative to lead a 300-member economic mission to India. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward to unlocking limitless opportunities for the countrymen of both the nations through new partnerships in trade, technology, defense, agriculture, life sciences, innovation, skilling and academic exchanges. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has presented a plan to boost Europe's defense industry and increase military capabilities. Briefing media in Brussels about the plan, the EU chief said, Europe was in an era of rearmament and the region is ready to massively boost its defence spending. In men's cricket, India stormed into the final of the ICC Champions Trophy, defeating Australia by 4 wickets in Dubai last evening. Chasing a target of 265, the men in blue successfully overhauled the total, scoring 267 for 6 in 48.1 overs in the first semi-final. Virat Kohli, who top-scored with 84 of 98 balls, was named the player of the match. In today's second semi-final, New Zealand will face South Africa in Lahore. The winners of the second semi-final will face India in the finals on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.